The 9/11 tragedy caused emergency response officials to rethink how they communicate. Many New York City agencies found themselves unable to exchange information. Lexington officials want to help ensure communication isn't a problem by investing $18 million in new radio technology. 911 Director David Lucas says now is the time to act.
There's a federal mandate to narrow band radios, a new technology. They actually implemented this deadline over 7 years ago. And like most governments, we have delayed it, but we're at a point we can't delay anymore. We need to migrate so we will be legal and we don't get fined for using a system that we don't have licensed.
The multi-million dollar radio system project includes the purchase of about 1,500 new mobile units initially for police and hospital use. Assistant Police Chief Robert Stack says the ongoing need is for communications across several agencies.
The problem that we face right now is that our radio system is an analog system that is running radios that cannot talk to fire, cannot talk to airport, cannot talk to UK. Our mobile radios are not upgradable to the P25 standard. They cannot be narrow banded.
The so-called P25 standard is the latest radio technology. Lexington plans to use 8-year-old technology, which Lucas says can be upgraded. Fire Department Major Paul C. says his agency would benefit from being included in this project.
The system for the fire department, we have big gaps in coverage because we only have 3 towers currently, and we have some areas where we do not have adequate coverage. And what this was is, yes, we could upgrade just the police system, but then you spent several million dollars just to do the police. You've not done anything for the coverage issues the fire department has.
There have been questions about the expense of the new radio technology. The cost for 2,000 units eventually includes about $5 million in maintenance over the 10-year period. Urban County Councilmember Peggy Henson worries about an already tight budget.
I would feel more comfortable knowing that we are going to have the money. So if we sign this contract, we're obligated to this company for $18.8 million.
The federal mandate requires the new equipment to be in the hands of officers by the end of 2012. David Lucas says it will take about a year to fully implement the new system. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.